Earlier today, Matthew also talked with Jamie Neen. Jamie works with Minds Action Canada and is a former CKCU host.
You know, when the uprising in Chiapas happened in 1994, he would have just moved here, and he was very visible, and you know, there were a small handful of us outside the Mexican consulate at 30 below in the middle of winter protesting the Mexican government's invasion of Chiapas and the repression there, and he was one of a handful of people out there in the cold making his voice heard, and he had such a powerful voice.
What did you think of him when you met him?
Well, I guess I was really amazed that and especially as I got to know him a little bit and his story and his family and found out what had brought him here and the background of his involvement and his family's involvement, his brother's political involvement in the trade union movement and his death and Roberto's having to leave Guatemala for the same reasons and I thought, here's somebody who's really not afraid, who I guess he really impressed me that somebody who's gone through this and suffered consequences himself and losses and still felt that social justice and the well-being of his people and especially the poor people and the indigenous people of Guatemala were really important enough to stand up for and to continue to take risks for. And also that it wasn't isolated. He really understood, and I think some of us are very firm believers that all of this is connected, that what happens to poor people in Guatemala is also part of what happens to us here, and the privileges that we enjoy here are linked to the suffering that happens in other places, and we have to work together to fix those things, and he was very much part of that. He wasn't just concerned about his own family or his own people. He obviously was, but he was also deeply concerned about what was happening to other people and other struggles around the world, and he related those.
Did you work on any particular campaigns together?
Well, we worked. I work a lot on mining, and I've been working on mining in Guatemala since at least the last 6 or 7 years. And there's Canadian companies and have been involved there since the '60s. And there's been a lot of repression around those mining projects. In fact, the Inco project in eastern Guatemala was one of the sort of the instigators of the civil war, really, or the indigenous and campesino resistance to it really triggered some of the first serious massacres of the repression in the '70s and the resistance. And so I've been working on that, and it was obviously something that Roberto was very concerned about, and the organizations, the CCDA, and the people that he works with in Guatemala, were also involved in the resistance to the expansion in 2005, and so we really worked closely together on that. And part of that was trying to mobilize public opinion here, so the Guatemalan community, the exiles, and the Solidarity community, but also the broader public to be aware of what was going on and to try and support the people on the ground, but also raise the political awareness here to try and shift the balance a little bit.
What do you think will be your lasting memories of Roberto?
Well, I think there's several. One is obviously Punto de Encuentro, and I've been on the show a few times and hope to be again, and hearing his voice and Sonia's and the music and the news and this the view of the world that would come through every week. That's one. The other, I think, is as Roberto with a microphone or a bullhorn or even without one, because his voice was so strong, he would yell and he would make his voice heard in any situation just to say, you know, justice must be done. And you know, whether it was on Parliament Hill or in front of the Mexican consulate or any public space where he would speak and his voice would resonate. And it would resonate, his voice would resonate physically, and it would resonate, I think, emotionally with people who heard what he was saying. And the other image I have of Roberto, I think, is, you know, at the dining room table or in his own living room, and you know, in a smaller meeting, trying to solve problems and laughing and enjoying people's company. So that's I think the three sides that I'll always remember.